A timeline for the shooting. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says the suspected gunman, Nicholas Cruz, took an Uber to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland yesterday afternoon.
At 2:21 hours and 33 seconds, the suspect readied his rifle and began shooting into rooms 1215, 1216, 1214.
Cruz apparently slipped out of the school with fleeing students, stopping at a nearby Walmart and a McDonald's.
At 3:41 p.m., 40 minutes after he departed from the McDonald's, the suspect was detained at 4700 Windham Lakes Drive in Coral Springs by an officer from the Coconut Creek Police Department. He was taken into custody without incident.
Cruz was a former student at the school. He's charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder, is being held without bond. The White House saying President Trump will visit Parkland, Florida to meet with families and local officials in the coming days. He's scheduled to spend the weekend at his home in Palm Beach, about an hour away from Parkland. Immigration reform hits roadblocks in the Senate. Fox's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Now, four amendments were considered, all four failing to hit 60 votes needed to advance.
There's only one reason why the Senate will be unable to reach a bipartisan solution to DACA. President Trump.
The Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blaming the president for torpedoing bipartisan plans drafted by several Republicans and Democrats designed to boost border security funding by $25 billion and provide a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million dreamers living in the country illegally since childhood. Instead, the White House backed a plan based on President Trump's legislative framework that won just 39 yes votes. Lisa.
Jared, Wall Street at the close. The Dow added 306, the NASDAQ and 112, the S&P plus 32. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Appeals Court has dealt another blow to President Trump's travel ban.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, ruled the travel ban targeting people from Muslim-majority nations violates constitutional religious freedom rights. President Trump has argued the ban on most travel from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen is needed to protect national security. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the ban and issue a ruling in June. The High Court has allowed the ban to go into effect while litigation plays out. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The flu vaccine doing a poor job protecting older Americans. Preliminary figures from the Centers for Disease Control suggest the vaccine's only 36% effective. Traffic fatalities have decreased, but are the new numbers a new trend?
After two straight years of big increases, traffic deaths on U.S. roads fell to just over 40,000 last year, a slight dip of just under 1% from 2016. The National Safety Council says it's too early to tell whether the small decline means a downward trend, admitting that a 1% drop means the country is really not making progress toward reducing the number of traffic deaths that are largely blamed on texting, in-car technology, and distracted driving. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Activists for victims of a deadly London high-rise fire have taken inspiration from an Academy Award-winning film to press for more action by police. Three mobile billboards were driven through the British capital on behalf of the Justice for Grenfell campaign. The group was set up after a fire ravaged the Grenfell Tower apartment block in June, killing 71 people. The signs read 71 dead and still no arrests. How come? In the film, three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, a mother, played by Frances McDormand, uses billboards to berate police for failing to catch her daughter's killer. Justice for Grenfell says it hopes the billboards will keep this tragedy in the national conscience. Lisa Lacera, Fox News Radio.
The 19th annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is April 21st. Kids, make sure to keep track of your reading on your reading charts so you can earn your very own kite or book. Reading is fun, and so is the Kite Festival, coming up April 21st.
Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, and I've got Uncle Milty with me. We're just chatting it up, and glad that you're joining us, of course. Of course, yeah, you can call up 888-673-1450. This is the show where it's kind of no holds barred. We just say what's on our mind. Nothing politically correct here. Also, make sure you get to my website, katedalyradio.com, because when you go down to the picture that has fruit greens in my picture, order up. I'm telling you, I won't go a day without it. It gives me a boost of energy all day long. I love it. My immune system is strengthened because of it. I've been taking it since the summertime. And this is a product that I sought out on my own. I just thought, the more I looked at it, the more I wanted to take it because I knew how transparent it was and there was no chemicals and no fillers. It's a great product. In fact, it's 20 fruits and vegetables that you're probably not getting every single day, I'm going to venture to guess. Maybe that tomato in that burger, I don't think is doing it. So let me just say that make sure that you, and that little piece of lettuce, that little sprig, just make sure that you're getting your fruits and vegetables because, wow, we need it, don't we? If you put in Kate and you click on the picture, it takes you right to order. And if you put Kate, you'll get a great percentage off. So make sure you take advantage of that right now while they have that in effect, K-A-T-E. So welcome back to the program. We were just kind of just talking about the shooting yesterday and talking about what doesn't make sense about it. There's a lot of questions people have because there's a lot of testimonies that are coming out about it and people have really contradictory stories. I played the interview with the girl that said, and I actually am going to pray for her safety, if that makes any sense, she came out and she said, well, I was walking with him in the hallway while the shots were going on and there's definitely a second shooter. And he looked like, when I said, I thought it was you, that it would, I would figure it was you doing this. He looked at her like, huh, what? Didn't have a gun and was walking right alongside of her. So while the shots were ringing out. So it wasn't like he was just trying to meld into the crowd walking down the stairs. This is while she heard shots. So that's why she said there was definitely a shooter, another shooter. That doesn't get aired. The only station that even spoke of that, and they didn't even air her full interview, was Houston, and they only did it once.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's over with. What? CNN announced 59 minutes ago that the kid Nicholas has confessed.
What?
He's confessed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, you made a comment about him, and I want to just kind of talk about this for just a second before we move on to other things. But, uh-huh. But you have a school that has a cop. You have a school that has already security to it.
Mm-hmm.
How did this kid, this little Weasley little kid, how did he get in and stay in there for what most of them said 30 minutes shooting? And how did that happen? How was he able to penetrate that school and get in and as a non-student? I'd love to.
That's an interesting question. And it's, it even goes deeper because the school knew this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He had been banned from the school if he had a backpack with him.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here he was walking around the school with a backpack and a rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and a whole bunch of ammo.
Oh yeah,
that when the ATF or FBI was bringing that out of the building. I'm assuming that's what it was. There was a huge bag of something. Maybe not. But
he said it was in his backpack.
Okay, because he's kind of tiny. That's why I was surprised at that. That'd be a lot to try and finagle while people are... Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Go right ahead. Hi.
Hi.
Have you ever been involved in a mass shooting drill?
I have not. Thank goodness.
I have.
Okay.
And what they had was a basically a blank revolver, and it is stupid loud, and they shot three times, and we went through our drill. But what I find surprising is that Vegas, just before the Vegas shooting, there was a drill.
It is curious.
Here, there was a drill.
Yeah. Yep. It's the precursor. I'm serious. When I heard there were two drills going on at this school that day, talk about confusing for anyone at the school to even know what was going on, right?
Right.
Two drills. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. I'm with you. I'm with you. If that isn't the precursor, or that is one of the biggest common denominators in a lot of these shootings, is the drill going on at the exact same time with the exact same premise. Active shooter drill, and Homeland Security was in to the school the week before.
Secret Service.
Well, I heard it was Homeland Security.
Secret Service.
Okay, so they were in the school a week before going through the drills classroom by classroom by classroom. They went into the different classes and said, this is what's going to happen in a drill.
And I think the other thing that needs to be pointed out is this is another person the FBI has dropped the ball on. Looking at it, if he did it, I don't know if he did it. I'm not going to say if he did or didn't. But if he did do this, and he had all his pictures of his guns, why wasn't it looked at beforehand?
Yeah.
Given to authorities, FBI, all whatever else.
Right.
This is the...
Let me bring up another scenario. I'll take you off the air. Thank you so much for calling in. Here's another scenario. I'll just shove this out there because it's kind of the elephant in the room. You have a kid who's troubled, who has a lot of pictures of himself with everything from Black Lives Matter to Antifa to ISIS. I mean, this kid had it all, right? In his little cache of pictures online. You have a kid who doesn't have any parents anymore, who's troubled and maybe easily manipulated. FBI finds out that this kid could be a threat. And for some reason, they don't check him out? Well, maybe they do. And maybe he gets himself into a program.
Maybe fits a profile.
Maybe he fits a profile. One of the other common denominators is people, these kids that are in their 20s, male, don't have a lot of people, right? Don't have a lot of family support, don't have a lot of people, They have kind of the same scenario. I'm just noticing a pattern. I hope everyone else is too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, McVeigh supposedly confessed, and yet we know that what brought down the Oklahoma City Murrow Building was not that fertilizer bomb. We have massive evidence, so the confession doesn't mean much anymore.
Right. Of course not.
Secondly, last night, I really couldn't reconcile... Last night we didn't have it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Hello? Now I can. We just lost you, but go ahead.
I'm driving up the road here. You've made a really good case for a false flag here. And last night we didn't have any evidence. I didn't have a false flag except for that one interview I heard before your show started. And the man sounded exactly like one of the actors from Sandy Hook or from 9/11. I watched so much of it.
Oops, we just lost you again.
Yeah, faded
All right, sorry about that. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Caller?
Am I live?
You're live. Yep.
Oh, wow. Hey, I just wanted to point out, last night I was on YouTube and I bookmarked that girl's video.
Sure.
The blonde girl that was talking about walking.
Yeah, I played it.
That guy. And I just went and looked to see, because I was curious to see if it would get pulled.
Yep.
And I just checked it. It says this video has been removed for violating
YouTube's
policy on harassment and bullying.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that right before I got on the air. I had to pull it from a different source. Isn't that fascinating? Yep. And there was warnings that this video is probably going to get pulled. They were right. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the phone call.
All right, Ms. Kate, just want to let you know that.
You bet. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
At the top of the hour, your newscast just broadcasted that Farron, or whatever they call it. They said that he arrived on Uber. If that's the case, did he come out with a rifle case and a big old thing of ammunition with him?
Great observation. Great observation. Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing's panning out.
I know there are rifles. Mm-hmm. I know people, and they sell models that are capable of being broken down like that.
Right.
But where's the video surveillance of him reassembling the rifle with all his ammo?
Yeah, and you don't see too many AR-15s like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great observation. Perfect.
You don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't.
He's walking around with a big old rifle case. I know my friends, people that I know, they go to the range with a rifle case.
Yeah.
And a big old thing of ammo. Mm-hmm. Where's the thing of ammo?
I'm with you.
It was what, all of 100 and maybe let's call it 40 pounds?
Yeah, he looks tiny. It's all of them do. Dylan Roof. I mean, all of these guys look super, super, super tiny and frail and not really, you know, I don't know.
And what's up with the 1,000-yard stare?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked a little drugged. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Great points.
I did some comparisons of his photographs to some people his age who were born with fetal alcohol syndrome. And he very much fits that visual of a person with fetal alcohol syndrome.
Well, isn't that intriguing?
That's not proof, but it sure looks like it to me.
Well, there's just so much. You know, there's the drug devil's breath that the CIA dabbles in quite a bit that causes you to forget what you've done for 24 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And they've taken this into the embassy in Colombia, where they've actually had people that worked at the embassy take that drug and just to see what it would do. And back in the day, and they've been using that for quite a long time. I mean, is it hard to get somebody that doesn't have any family, that seems a little off, seems a little angry, seems a little off to manipulate that person? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm just saying that, and the cops did say that there was tear gas and he had a gas mask on. And anyway, that didn't pan out either.
Really?
But the cops keep coming out with this stuff, but it does. Yeah, that didn't pan out. And that he shot three people outside and then went inside to shoot more people. The three people that had the same exact story, that was odd too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
This kind of reminds me of the Colorado shooting as well, because that kid on that jury there had a very long stare.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that it's
so kind of it makes you wonder.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. You know what's interesting about these things right now? Look at what happens when these things are occurring and look at the people in America now that are really starting to question.
Yes.
Question every fact, every detail
right
of
away.
These stories right away. And it didn't used to be that way.
Nope.
I'm noticing a big surge.
Crazy.
Yep, I'm noticing a big surge in that, and it's just being observant, really. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't want to be observant, and I understand why. It would knock the paradigm down, but still, I mean, come on, this is obvious stuff. I mean, did it go on for 30 minutes? Because if it went on for 30 minutes, why was an LA reporter asking the police to confirm 20 dead within 13 minutes while it was happening? How would she know that, and why? Why would that even happen while it was going on? A reporter from LA Times? I mean, come on.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls.
There you go. Jared Wheeler here with St. George Auto Gallery, and it's tax return time, baby.
Show me the money!
But seriously, it's an exciting time and often is the busiest time of the year for the car industry. This year, when shopping for a car, I would encourage you to get the best deal. And it might surprise you to know that the best deal doesn't necessarily mean the cheapest price. There are several factors when shopping for a vehicle, and price is definitely an important one. But what about reliability, or the car's history, or is your purchase going to be protected? At St. George Auto Gallery, we got you covered on all of these. Why? Because they matter to us too. That's why we warranty all of our cars personally, not through some third party whose job it is to find a reason not to fix something, but to fix it here at our service center. So go after the best deal this year and shop around, be patient, and if it's with us, sweet! We have hundreds of cars to choose from between our three locations, so check us out online at stgautodeals.com.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Celebrate a better night's sleep this President's Day on your new Tempur-Pedic from the Mattress Store. Save up to $600 off your new Tempur-Pedic and up to 72 months interest-free and get life-changing sleep delivered today. This week, sleep on your new Tempur-Pedic for as low as $28 a month, OAC, only from the Mattress Store on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, in Washington next to Best Buy, Cedar City next to Lens, and now in Bloomington next to the Walmart. Remember, when it comes to sleep, nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Fair and balanced, you won't find that on the Clark and Dow Show. We're the Sun River Boys.
Tune in every Wednesday at 5:30. Live young.
Hi, my name's Tina. I just wanted to share my experience and my story with Red River Health and Wellness. My symptoms were swelling. I was tired all the time. Couldn't figure out why I was always tired. A little moody. Experiencing a lot of swelling. I thought it was just weight gain because I'm in my 40s. Didn't want to do anything. No enthusiasm. A lot of muscle spasms, pain. Sometimes rashes. Had a lot of joint pain. I had heard the radio ads and thought, you know what, I might have to give them a call. Well, 4 years later, I finally called, and I found out I had Hashimoto's disease. Now I'm great. I've got rid of all the inflammation. Kind of back to my old self, let's put it that way. Call right away. I wish I wouldn't have waited. I wish I'd have done it 4 years ago. I wish I'd have known about this 20 years ago, to be honest with you. But if anything, it's the best thing you could possibly do for yourself.
If you are suffering with persistent thyroid or autoimmune symptoms, then give Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians a call, 767-9355.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Hi, Dr. Q here from Star Nursery, and I'm reminding you to tune in to my Desert Gardening News every Thursday morning. You will learn how to become a more successful gardener and hear all the latest tips and news on how to enhance your outdoor living area. I'm Dr. Q. Tune in right here on KZNU Fox News at 1450 AM and 93.1 FM every Thursday morning. For more information, visit us at starnursery.com.
The 19th Annual Dixie Power Kite Festival is Saturday, April 21st. If your business would like to take advantage of exposure to nearly 25,000 attendees as a sponsor or vendor, go to their website, DixiePowerKiteFestival.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Turn on the tube. What do I see? A whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy too fat. Get over it.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Milty's just grinning.
Yeah, I like that one.
Welcome back, and of course, we'll take your calls as well. I swear, whenever something happens in America like this, you know, it's tough because then every school in the nation goes, well, we need to do something. We have to do something. Mm-hmm. Even though it didn't happen to them, I've got to do something, and we've done something to death. I mean, we are literally, I don't know how much more could be legislated or regulated or whatever the case. It's just getting too much. And all of the calls today for gun control over this. How do you solve a gun crime? Take away everyone that's good their guns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That works. And so we have such a huge problem. It's so obvious. And we're talking about some of the obvious things that happened and some of the obvious sort of questions that everybody's having today, because this didn't really pan out, or it's not really jiving. The whole story isn't mm-hmm. jiving, especially when you get two mm-hmm. different answers from the police that say that they got the suspect at home a mile away because the rinky-dink police department 14 minutes away picked him up and got him, or was sent to get him, or the aerial footage shows that something totally different, and that he was this, and the police scanner said that he was trapped in the 1200 building on the third floor. So lots of differing stories today that are really driving me crazy. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there. Hi there.
I just wanted to say how I appreciated you bringing up the Devil's Breath and like mm-hmm. the MK Ultra programs and things. Because I feel like the situations happening are where the government creates a problem and then throws the solution out there as far as mental health
mm-hmm.
between, you know, autism vaccine
mm-hmm.
and our nutritional, mm-hmm. you know, GMOs, things like that going on. You know, it could be leading to a lot of mental health issues, and then they use those programs to make people cry out for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we might just be afraid of what the solution is for the mental health issues that are not being addressed privately, you know,
right.
amongst the medical people.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
I just
Thank
wanted
you.
To bring that up.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's definitely some consistencies within profiles of the shooters, for sure.
You know, there's also a lot of talk this time about that this shooter, this type of shooter is actually just after fame. They want their 15 minutes of fame, you
sure,
know,
sure.
And they're copycatting to get their fame. Take a real hard look at this kid in any of the photos or videos. He is no more after fame than my cat. He doesn't look at the camera. His head is always hanging down. If he was after fame, he'd be smiling into the camera like that illegal alien who killed the cop who says, "I'm going to kill more cops."
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that evil sucker, he's staring in the camera smiling.
You're right. That's a great point.
Yeah, this guy wasn't after fame.
I hadn't thought of that. That's a great point. No, he actually looks more drugged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people were commenting on that today, that blank stare, drugged look. And so.
But they're really pushing that mm-hmm. he did this because he wanted mm-hmm. to get some notoriety.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't think so.
Well, and one more time, the people that were interviewed, okay, this is what they had to say, because they said that the alarm went off before school was let out,
mm-hmm.
okay, because otherwise school gets out at 2:40. So if the police are right in saying that it happened just before 3, that can't be right, because the kids would have already been leaving. They said that 2:30 the fire alarm went off, and the next thing you know, then you heard shots.
Mm.
Then they knew it was no longer a drill, okay? Here's another one. Honestly, you see things like this happen on TV, even Columbine. I didn't even think that age really knew much about Columbine. But and here's another one. If there was a shooter, if there was a shooter, there would be pretty hard to evacuate, basically, in that building, the way that it's set up. Also, when the fire alarm got pulled, this is another student, and kids were evacuating, I heard 5 pops. And it was like, that's not a drill. We never get a drill like that. So they started evacuating. And then here's another one to CBS News, another student. A couple of weeks ago, our teachers were going to every classroom and telling them that procedures for a school shooting, and they were saying that they were supposed to lock their doors. And it's just very coincidental, because we just went through these procedures.
Hmm.
So that was something I wanted to bring up. Let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. I'm
Hi there.
Milton.
Hi there.
Appreciate all your hard work.
Thanks. Go right ahead.
I think this one went awry. Mm-hmm. I think the plan was that he was supposed to be there, and he was, but something went wrong. I mean, you know how it is. They typically try and kill the shooter so then they don't have to go through any of the rigmarole.
I was actually
surprised.
Think
that if whatever happened, he got out. And what I'd heard was that he was just walking down the street and the police picked him up. He looked suspicious, looked like he met the description. And so then instead of ending up having a shootout at his home or something, the little police force just actually happened to nab the guy, and now they've got to deal with him alive.
Well, he can still hang himself.
Another caller mentioned this, too, was Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
I wonder how fast this will go through trial and they'll have him executed before anything can get out.
If he doesn't hang himself in his jail cell.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. I want to play for you just one more little interview, just a piece of it, because if I played the whole thing, it's really irritating to listen to this girl. But I'm going to play it for you. Here you go. This is a girl telling what happened.
Go outside so they could start shooting up. So they start shooting from the first floor up. Because there's only two exits in the freshman building, so everybody started running to the other exit.
There's only two exits.
The other shooters started coming up. So everybody, and then I thank God to this teacher who opened up her door and, like, all of a sudden, she got shot in the arm trying to open the door. And then the other teacher, he got shot in the head trying to cut the other students. And
right in front of her.
It was like an hour, like, it felt like years waiting for them. And then after all that, we finally got out and, like, they started yelling at us to keep focused and pay attention ahead, the army people. Because they didn't want us to see the bodies that they hid in the corner.
They hid bodies.
They put over them so we wouldn't see them. But there was dust all over the floor from the, extinguish threw in there. They're trying to.
So you think there was more than? Do you think there was more than one?
There's three shooters.
There was three shooters.
Okay. Hold on one second, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to stop because it's hard to listen to.
Yeah.
But she said this. She said that they took all of the dead bodies and they piled them on top. I don't know who they is. They piled them on top of each other and then put a mat over them so that she wouldn't see them as she was being ushered out. I guess they had time for that. And then everybody tells the same story about the teacher ushering them in the classroom, which, okay, I can understand that one. But a teacher being shot in the head right in front of her, and she just was smiling on the camera and acting like it never even happened. And then three shooters. And like I said, many of the students said how, you know, somebody couldn't get out of that building. There's only two. There's only two exits. You have enough police there to cover two exits. There's just... This just doesn't
that,
work.
And
the whole
and
story.
She doesn't look like she's in shock either.
No, and she,
I mean,
she might be. You got to give her the benefit of the doubt. But
you know, I'm a 64-year-old man. If somebody standing next to me got shot in the head, I'd be changing my diapers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. She was really just kind of giddy and just, I mean, and I know shock can do different things to different people. I'm taking that
but
into account.
But they're all like that.
They're all like that. They were all smiling into the camera and talking about it. And one kept saying, and I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, when you're recalling something, you don't have to sit and think, is that it? I mean, is that the fact I'm supposed to remember? No. Yeah, that's good. You don't do that. You just tell what happened.
Well,
right?
So maybe they were told that as part of the drill, you're going to be interviewed to tell your story.
Well, that's if this reeks of a cover up, that's the only way it could go down.
Because
you couldn't get students to not spill what was going on. So everyone there would have had to have thought everybody was there for a drill, the media was there for a drill, everybody, right? And so can I see that happening? Oh yeah. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I can see that.
And then what do they offer them now to keep it covered up?
Well, in South Carolina, Barack Obama, within 7 days, issued $29 million to the families, and you never heard another interview.
Wow, that's generous.
7 days. Yep, $29 million was just written out to the families. They all, you know, got their portion.
Yeah, you know, people will do crazy stuff for $100. Imagine what they'd do for a few hundred thousand.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this when I was coming to work, but you sure haven't heard anything from the families from the church shooting in Texas. Not one word, not one Dateline show, not anybody angry enough to want to come on camera
and talk
about
it. They signed a non-disclosure,
Kate. I remember going through the details of that one, and I just remember thinking, that doesn't jive either. Something about these just doesn't make sense, because putting yourself there and saying, okay, what would happen next? If you have a shooter, how would you know how many people are dead? And why would you be reporting that to the media or leaking that out to the media and pretty much get the number pretty close? How would you know that while the shooting was taking place with people hiding in closets for 30 minutes? I mean, the father was on CNN going, yeah, my daughter's still in the closet. And let me see if she texted me. Oh, yeah, she texted me. Yeah, she's doing good. I thought, your daughter is in a building, terrified and in a closet. Why are you acting like that doesn't even matter? It was very, very bizarre, but like I said, a lot of the people interviewed had the same story. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, but that one girl, you'll see that on the media. You'll see that not on mainstream today, but you'll see it. And she's saying, no, I walked with him. I know who he is. I've known him since middle school. I was walking down the hall with him. Now, why he would have been there, I don't know. And if he was banned from the school, I'm sure, you know, people would have. You have to kind of think like your own high school, right? You knew everybody, okay? And so if you know everybody, and when people say, you know, crisis actors, I don't know if I believe that all the way, as far hook, line, and sinker for every situation, because in a school, you would know that that kid did not go to your school.
Right.
That wouldn't pan out, okay? But told that you're in a drill, that I believe, because if you were told you were in a drill, now, not to say that people didn't die. So, false flags happen all the time where all the deaths occur and things like that. But if I could give anybody a word of advice, go through and look at the timelines or look at the way that it happened and then see if everything jives and matches up to what the press was saying. Because when that footage was showing people milling around during the shooting, I thought something was odd there too. So go look at the footage and say, now what is in that footage? Because I don't know how they got 100 cars there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And the answer is always the same.
What?
Give us your guns and we'll make you safe.
Immediately. Immediately. So then you have to go, and this is kind of where I go, is what else is going on today? Mm-hmm. What else is going on today that these distractions during the South Carolina shooting, the big huge bill was going through. Wasn't that the spying bill? There was a big huge re-up of FISA, a big huge re-up of that bill. And it happened the day before, and boy, was it lost in the headlines. Like Chris Ann Hall said, the car that rammed into the NSA, not even a blip about it today. So there's always stuff going on, and there's always stuff in foreign lands going on, and when these things occur, and of course that's in the nature of the beast, because you have a lot of news going on all the time. So I'm very much aware of that, but. I always get at a loss for the people that don't want to question when they know, they've got to know that something isn't fitting. What makes some people ask questions and what makes some people just not want to know?
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, I really appreciate you taking the time today to spend the time on all the inconsistencies on this report.
Well, thank you.
As you talk about this today, let's not forget 137 days ago, or as most people would say, 4.5 months ago, October 1st, 58 dead, 851 injured in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of unanswered questions.
Oh, still to this day.
I have about 20 points of, there's so many inconsistencies here, but yesterday CBS radio covered about 2-3 hours straight here locally.
Mm-hmm.
After he was arrested, at one point they had to take him out of the back of the patrol car and put him on a stretcher into the ambulance.
Yeah. That was,
and then the FBI. I mean, his mom died. Mm-hmm. You guys talked about his mom died in November, so not too long ago. His adoptive mom, and then supposedly moved into a trailer of a friend from this high school.
We've got to go to a break, but man, I love your points. Thank you. And you know what? The Vegas thing wasn't answered at all.
Never.
Nope. It's completely gone from the headlines. Yeah. Except you can't listen to Scanners anymore. We'll be right back.
Jared Wheeler here with St. George Auto Gallery, and it's tax return time, baby.
Show me the money!
But seriously, it's an exciting time and often is the busiest time of the year for the car industry. This year, when shopping for a car, I would encourage you to get the best deal. And it might surprise you to know that the best deal doesn't necessarily mean the cheapest price. There are several factors when shopping for a vehicle, and price is definitely an important one. But what about reliability, or the car's history, or is your purchase going to be protected? At St. George Auto Gallery, we got you covered on all of these. Why? Because they matter to us too. That's why we warranty all of our cars personally, not through some third party whose job it is to find a reason not to fix something, but to fix it here at our service center. So go after the best deal this year and shop around, be patient, and if it's with us, sweet! We have hundreds of cars to choose from between our three locations, so check us out online at stgautodeals.com.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Calvin Coolidge slept for 11 hours every night. Lyndon Johnson took naps after every lunch. And Teddy Roosevelt snoring could raise the dead. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. So why am I talking about presidents and sleep? Just my way of reminding you of our biggest sale of the year, the President's Day sale, going on now. Save up to $900 and sleep like a king. I mean like a president. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
This is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. The Sweet Tooth Fairy is ready to cater your next special event. From baby showers to wedding receptions, birthday parties, or corporate events, no order is too big. The Sweet Tooth Fairy in the Pineview Plaza or online at sweettoothfairy.com. A big thank you to Piano Gallery, the Piano Gallery Music Health and Wellness Center, 144 West Brigham Road, just off the Bloomington exit behind Zions Bank. Discover wellness through music on the web at pianogallery.com.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Katie, I have a problem.
What's that?
We have so much new Grand Design product coming in, I don't have any more room.
What do you mean there's no more room?
We have so much inventory, I don't have any more spaces to put them. They're stacking up out front.
So you mean we need to have a sale?
We need to have a huge sale. We need to push out everything from the other products we carry to the Grand Design, but we've got to get them out now or I'm going to be parking them on the street.
Come on down to Nielsen RV for the best selection and the best price.
Don't forget about that warranty forever. No cost to you.
State Street and Hurricane, underneath the giant American flag in St. George, or NielsenRV.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here with me, and I got to come up with a new way to introduce you to the show when I come back, because I say the same thing every day. That's not good. Welcome back, and Chicago, and we're live everywhere. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450 and put your 2 cents in. Here's the deal with me talking about these things, because I do get some flack every time something like this happens. I got a lot of flack with Las Vegas, by the way. And here I was down there. I was even down there listening to the Scanners when it happened. I was stuck on the freeway. Anyway, I get some flack. Not a lot, but some. Whether or not I could sit here today and point out 30 things that are wrong with this story, whether it's 10 things, whether it's 50 things, it really doesn't matter, because what I see and what I'm uncomfortable with might not be what you're uncomfortable with out there. might not be where you want to go in your thinking, okay? And I totally understand and respect that, because I respect that we all have a different way of dealing with these kinds of things. But proving that maybe it went down sort of the way I'm looking at it, okay, or I have a couple of theories, okay, it isn't gonna matter whether I can convince you or not convince you, or say, hey, what about all these things, and maybe you just don't want to think about them. What really matters is the outcome of what's going on with these,
yeah,
and the result. And the result is going to be that we will have guns taken away. And when you do that in a society, it's over. And we are going toward it. That is what is being hit on every single time. And I don't even care what the left thinks their reasoning is when they cry for this over and over and over again. It is a constant barrage on our rights. It's a constant manipulation and marketing to get the nation behind the idea that we do not need the Second Amendment, and that it's somehow dangerous or producing criminals, which it's not, right. But it's always the gun's fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going with it. So even if you think, oh my gosh, that Kate, that last 2 hours of the show, can you believe her? Why can't she just mourn with the rest of the nation and ask for everybody to do something? I understand why you would say that, but at the end of the day, I think anyone with a brain can see that the conversation is going to go to gun control every single time. And it doesn't matter whether somebody can convince you that I could talk about every shooting, I could talk about 9/11, I could talk about everything. It doesn't matter. The end result is that's what's going on. Infringements on your freedom through safety and security, mm-hmm, and the taking away of guns.
Yep.
And what did the sheriff say? They wanted the power. They want power to haul people in for mental health questioning because somebody says something and there's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Yep. That's what he asked for.
Yep. So it doesn't even matter if you don't even believe any of the things we've said today, or don't even want to look at them. Doesn't matter at all.
If you just want to wallow in the narrative, though, People's Magazine's website has posted the pictures of the victims, names, ages, and pictures.
Right, and you know, that is one thing I'm not. I don't know. Deaths happen and things happen and. That has been the case, always will be the case, and these situations are going to happen. And I don't know that you could even stop them if you try.
No. These people were not the victims of a 17-year-old, 19-year-old shooter. They were the victims of something much more nefarious.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you have even a few questions, you could probably gather that's the conclusion. But
yes.
But for just the handful of you out there that say, oh, Kate, I just want to say that's okay. It's okay. Because the result's still the same. So it doesn't really matter how we're getting there. The result's still the same. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So you may have already addressed this. I didn't hear the whole show. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about, and I haven't really formed an opinion on this just yet, mm-hmm, but about those that are on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do I think about? Do you think it's causing some of these things, suicides and anxiety and depression?
No,
and
do you think
what?
That their rights should be limited to own and carry weapons?
Yeah. You know, that's a tough one because people can be fine on certain things that they're prescribed. And then other people, I think that you could recognize with severe mental illness that they could do some real harm to people. And I don't think it's an across the board, even if you took something for depression, that you cannot have your rights. So
no.
I think that there has to be a
more to it.
Way more to it. Yeah. Than just an across the board solution.
I know that seems to be something that
they're pushing it.
I don't bend over to any of these. It's a Second Amendment right. I mean, mm-hmm, that's one of our foundational rights. So any time that is taken, it should be taken seriously. That's a big deal to take that right away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I heard somebody mention that earlier, and I thought about it for a minute. I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that one, honestly. Yep. But
well, I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, with all these shootings that have happened, with all the gun control calls, a lot of conservatives have bend. They're bending to this.
Sure.
And they are finally saying, well, we need to do something. They're right. You know, we can concede. We can meet them in the middle. So look at 1980 and now look at today. Do you have less gun rights? I think you do. So the result, the product's the same. And that's exactly what's going down in America. I don't think we could deny that. So anyone that says, okay, conspiracy theorists, well, you can't deny the outcome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, on the same length of the last gentleman that called in with regards to mental health, and I know that this is a big deal. My husband's a veteran, and, you know, been wanting to pry and tear into people's personal records clearly is a violation of our rights. But
yes,
the sad part is, and this is veering a little bit off of the topic, but you know, people have so many reasons why they become schizophrenic. They become manic depressive. They become, you know, all these different, it's brain chemistry. And you can look at it, you know, we should be banning sugar for crying out loud.
Right.
We should be banning pesticides for crying out loud. The guns have nothing to do with people's mental state.
I know.
They're just the result of their mental state.
Yeah, it's just the weapon of their choice. It doesn't matter what that is. It's the person doing it. Yeah, it makes perfect
sense. That's right. And what's so maddening is, you know, doctors and our big pharma are in control. If we are such an amazing nation that has all of this amazing medical technology, why is it that so many of us are on antidepressants and are on all of these medications? You'd think that we'd be able to cure it. But
you would
we
think.
Are not curing it.
Yeah.
And we're not curing it because we allow greedy people to keep feeding us poison. And if people would look along those lines, we would have so much less issue with this mental health problem. Or, you know, let's all legalize pot. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Well, thank you. I really... I appreciate your call. Thank you. Some great points. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was talking earlier on Facebook about the fact that the leftists have leftist progressives. You know, when I'm talking leftist progressive, I'm not really talking Democrat. I'm not talking about Democrat Republican fight for the last 100 years. What I'm talking about is a pervasive way of thinking, brainwashing by leftist progressives who basically sort of hijacked the Democrats and took their issues, right? And took their issues. So when I'm talking about that, I hope everyone realizes I'm not talking left and right. I don't, yeah, that's the uniparty of America. What I'm talking about is the leftist progressive mindset. And it, I find it interesting in scapegoating. It's you can murder a baby and get an abortion, but you didn't do that. You just were showing your power. You were just showing your choice. You can stay on welfare your whole life because it's society's fault. They're the ones that are keeping you down. So you can just stay there because they're at fault. If you're illegal in this country, you can come in illegally. It's not a crime because you're just dreaming. So all of a sudden, it's just not a crime. You can go, you can do a mass shooting. And of course, it's not your fault. It's the gun. It's the gun's fault, and it's the gun that you picked up. That's the fault. And so everything's always centered and focused on not the issue. And they do a masterful job at it. I have to give them props for doing a masterful job at really tearing at the mental fabric of America and going after the full brainwashing of it's always something else, and you can just you know, you're never going to focus on the real issue and the real problem. It's kind of, I don't know, strange.
You know, there is a good part of being in the middle, though, because when you're in the middle, it's hard to see the barbed wire.
May everyone's FEMA camp be in a desired location. What can we say? All right, we'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get there. Yeah, it's disconcerting. We're going to see more of these. And they're not, you know, it's funny. They're the issues that you see with some of these things are very much the same. That hasn't changed, and I think that's why a lot more people are questioning now.
Oh, yeah.
The things haven't changed. But also, what do we do about the next one? You know? What do you do?
Just question it even faster.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to say that stuff hasn't happened in America, because of course it's going to, but it's whatever gets the media rolling, the media attention, the media focus is really what you probably should be
watching.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go ahead, caller. All right.
Yes, I was just calling in response to earlier an educator called in and talked mm-hmm. about how loud fire alarms are and
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm an educator as well, and I know in our school, the fire alarms, every classroom has one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get in the hallways, there's one every 20 feet or so.
Okay.
So, for those of us who are in schools and we are working with kids and we do the best that we can to protect them and try to identify things,
mm-hmm.
in this situation, I can see how, the guy who called in earlier was saying that people might not know what's going on in their school.
That's true. Yeah. Might not. And certainly I welcome all calls. And as far as being an educator, yes, I want to hear from you guys in situations like
sure.
this. I think it's fantastic when you call in, and I'm so appreciative, actually. Thank you.
Well, my thing was the response about the decibels, how NAC's mm-hmm. decibels are much louder than a fire alarm. But the fire alarm is right there where
okay.
you're at.
Okay.
The AK is, you know...
That's a great point.
100 yards away or 200 yards away, you would not be able to hear it and know what's going on.
Okay. That's a fair point. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Love it. And that's a fair point. Go back and look at the timelines. It keeps bothering me. The timelines just are really frustrating on that whole situation. What they knew and what they said right off the bat before, right in the middle of what was going on, which was really odd. Go back and look at some of those tweets and factor those things in too.
How long does the average fire alarm stay on when there's a drill?
That I don't know. I really don't know.
Like 30 minutes?
Well, I mean, I don't know. The kids said that they were in there for 30 minutes. I have no idea. But what's funny is that the everything that was going on around them didn't denote that. But they said that they were in there for 30 minutes. Now it can seem longer, you know. I'm not opposed to it, that fact. But still, just anyway, I'm so appreciative of all of you. And thanks for letting us make our points today. These things were kind of weighing on our minds. And like I said, it doesn't even matter if you disagree with everything I said today, the end result's the same. And we have to, as Americans, we have to fight and preserve the Constitution. And it is that important. And that doesn't matter if we see eye to eye, that is still happening. It's happening every day. And direct assaults on your rights. And to try and curb gun crime with gun control, it's just the most amazing, strangest logic I've ever seen in my life. I just don't know how people actually put that thought together. But they do.
Yes, they
apparently
do.
They do. In 25% of the country. Uncle Milty, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Always a fun adventure on the show. And I really appreciate all the great conversation, great points, great calls. We had a lot of them today. Thank
yep.
you for that. And wow, everybody have a great night. And of course, be faithful, be fearless.
Jared Wheeler here with St. George Auto Gallery, and it's tax return time, baby.
Show me the money!
But seriously, it's an exciting time and often is the busiest time of the year for the car industry. This year, when shopping for a car, I would encourage you to get the best deal. And it might surprise you to know that the best deal doesn't necessarily mean the cheapest price. There are several factors when shopping for a vehicle, and price is definitely an important one. But what about reliability or the car's history? Or is your purchase going to be protected? At St. George Auto Gallery, we got you covered on all of these. Why? Because they matter to us too. That's why we warranty all of our cars personally, not through some third party whose job it is to find a reason not to fix something, but to fix it here at our service center. So go after the best deal this year and shop around, be patient, and if it's with us, sweet! We have hundreds of cars to choose from between our three locations, so check us out online at stgautodeals.com.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.